It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get the phone lines open in about 20 minutes as well, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. You can call in and sound off, and we'll talk through it together.
Yeah, this got my whole side hurting right there.
What happened?
Oh, watching Jalen Ramsey hit old boy again.
Oh, yeah.
Got my whole side hurting. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
Dude, there was a lot of just absolute decleaters yesterday.
Yeah. No, we gotta get, let me just get this one out the way.
Okay. No. We can spend some time on it.
No. Not that one. Oh. This, my damn Dolphins, man.
Well, I know.
No. We can go through that quick. They got problems, man. They were looking like Magic City, real cheeky, real assy.
But not good cheeky.
No, man. Not good cheeky. Yeah. They look like a bad BBL. they got some cement caulk in their butt.
Oh my God,
that's how bad they, Andy, and you know we knew coming to the season it was going to be difficult for them, but they look real, real bad, man. They look defeated, and they got to figure something out. I like Coach Mike, but. I think he's going to be an outstanding offensive coordinator, somebody. Mm-hmm. But him leading a whole franchise, I just don't see it, man.
Yeah, it just.
And they need Tyreek. I'm like, or he got Drew. Hey, call Andy, see what they're doing out there in Kansas City. See if they want me back.
Oh, mend fences, huh?
Oh, yeah, see if they want me back.
What's that relationship like?
Well, he didn't want to leave.
He didn't, okay.
Yeah, Miami just put too much money out there.
Right.
Yeah, Miami put out so much money. Yeah,
how do you say no?
That you can't say no to.
No, to your point, though, about the problems they have, a lot of teams lost tough ones week one.
Mm-mm.
Nobody got worked by Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Other than the Dolphins.
I mean, it was a great thing because they had the first game since Mr. Irsay passed, so a lot of the greats were back. You know, it's a big tribute to him and everything. And they went out there and just beat the hell out the Dolphins.
Yeah, and look, I mean,
The hell out of them.
They're a team that we talked about throughout the summer of, like, if there's a team that the wheels might fall off, it might be the Dolphins.
Yes.
It looks like that's
what's
happening.
But that's the thing about it. Do you have the leadership, your coach, your quarterback, your organization, to be able to overcome this? They failed their first test.
Yes.
They failed the first test.
Yes,
so
they
did. So we'll see going forward.
I don't know.
They damn sure failed yesterday, Bob.
I don't know. I love that, not surprised, but love that Tyler Warren had three targets on the first drive.
Yes.
Like, that guy's going to be such a monster in that offense. I don't think so. We had a pretty bad day yesterday, all told. I don't know why exactly, but pretty tough start for the 92.9 The Game fantasy squad.
We had two players
squad.
Score negative points.
That would be
damn.
Why.
Yeah,
that
why.
Would be why. Who are those
we
guys?
We need a big day out of Roma Dunze tonight. Like, the game of his life.
Yeah, like, we need a Dunze to catch 3 to 5 touchdowns tonight.
I think 2 touchdowns and, like, 150 would probably get us close.
All right.
Maybe 3 touchdowns and 150.
Yeah, we got something to root for. You know I'm rooting for him. I want to see a Dunze play good tonight. But, yeah, the Dolphins had a tough one week one. We mentioned this, but the Raiders get their first win with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. They beat the Patriots 20-13 yesterday. Cardinals played a little bit of a closer game than maybe you would have thought against the Saints.
I took the points in the Cardinals. They did end up covering. But, yeah, I thought Marvin Harrison was great yesterday.
They were just
feeding
him.
They gave him opportunity. Yep. That was the thing about it, Andy, is they came into the season giving him opportunities. And just like they didn't really do a good job of that last season. But, yeah, I didn't like the Saints anything. Just the I don't know because I'm used to first game of the year in New Orleans. It's black on black, baby.
Yeah.
They came out with whatever that was. That mustard? That ain't gold, Bo. This ain't gold.
The gold and mustard.
You know, in Louisiana, gold kind of has a bunch of different
hues. You know, it looked like
that Louisiana gold.
It looked like Dijon mustard.
Yeah.
That's what color it was. Kind of Dijon-y.
For whatever reason, when I was in college, UW went from gold to that gold.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. It's like, it just looks like dirty pants.
Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah, but I guess gold and it's mustard
flat gold
are similar.
Or matte
gold.
Matte gold.
There it is.
Spencer Rattler looked okay.
He was okay.
Yeah, he wasn't a disaster.
No, he was not.
Which, you know,
it could have been.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we go back to what the Raiders did. Geno played good.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Where Brock Bowers got busy.
Until he got hurt.
Then he got hurt.
Yeah.
But Brock was getting busy.
Dude, every time Brock Bowers
busy,
he gets that corner, man, and safeties just cannot tackle
that
him.
That dude is the best, man. He's going to be the best ever.
Sam Darnold loses his first start with the Seahawks. Seahawks fans furious.
I would be too, man.
We cashed in Geno for this guy.
Brock Purdy didn't have discount. Brock Purdy didn't have nobody.
No, he didn't.
Like Kittle goes got hurt early, the first half. But the other tight end we just
Juwan
talked
Jennings
about.
Got hurt Juwan too.
Juwan Jennings got, and then but Pearsall. You remember I was bitching Pearsall last week. Pearsall played his ass off in the game. But yeah, Brock, they got it done though. But yeah, Seattle, they should be ashamed themselves.
Yeah, well, they fumbled late. They had an opportunity to go down and win the game, and they fumbled late. And yeah, McCaffrey looked good. Got the ball a billion times.
Yeah.
He had like 150.
Yeah, I think he had 31 touches or something
just,
like that.
They were just feeding him. So he looked pretty good. All right. This conversation is already starting in New York with the Giants. Brian Daboll asked about whether or not Russell Wilson's going to start next week.
Yes. I mean, we're just right here after the game. I got confidence. We got to do better around overall. Coaches, players, around everybody. So, you know, we'll get focused and ready to go on Dallas.
Brian, in fairness, you're not answering this. It sounds like you're not answering.
Well, we're talking about after every game. I got confidence in Russ.
Whoo, boy, that was rough.
Yeah.
That was rough. They
17 of 37.
They're a bad football team. The fun thing about the Giants was Scataboo, because he going to run into somebody.
Or multiple
people.
On one play.
This dude, he's funny as hell the way he plays. But yeah, Russ is bad. Russ was bad. The offense was just bad.
Yep.
You know,
and they have a bad offense.
They had a bad offense, and it's even worse when Andrew Thomas isn't there.
Yep.
And he's the stud out of Georgia, left tackle. He didn't play. They couldn't run the football. Malik Nabers had some nice catches, but he was frustrated. Him and the head coach getting into it, not a good look. On the other hand, I thought Washington was okay. I thought it helped that they played the Giants.
I do think I will say this about the Giants, that defensive front of theirs,
they play hard.
Is going to give people problems.
Yeah, Brian Burns had nice moves. Mm-hmm. Deebo Samuel's effect. I saw some clips of that this morning. Like, not even if he's getting the ball, just his presence, Andy.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
Like, he's a nice lead blocker.
Was crazy. His presence was there, but yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You know, he plays like that. That's what he does.
Yes. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
If Deebo Samuel is able to do that for 17 games, or maybe even 14 games, you know, you might find him some
rest.
He's
going to miss one.
He's going to miss a little bit of time.
Yes.
But he made a big impact on that offense yesterday. And yeah, you're right. They were a little bit they're a little clunky with their offensive operation. Kind of interesting to see how they're figuring out the carries as well.
Yep.
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt had 10 carries, had 82 yards and a touchdown. Austin Eckler in there, Jeremy McNichols. Like, they're going to kind of be figuring that out as the season. But it looks like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt's probably the number one. All right, let's hear from Joe Burrow talking about, at least we won. We wouldn't have won this game last year.
We didn't win any of these games last year. And so usually when you can win a game like this, that's a recipe for success, and it means you're going to be a good team if you can find a lot of different ways to win, and we did today.
You just got to win. That's why I picked that game, and I picked the Cleveland part of it, because I knew, first of all, Cleveland's defense is the first game of the year, and for some reason Cleveland plays Cincinnati hard. Now, I knew that Cincinnati wasn't going to have to score a lot to beat them, because I knew Cleveland probably wasn't going to score a lot, but I thought that Joe managed the game well. But Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And he can win football games by himself.
Almost did.
This dude was knocking the hell out of Joe.
Bengals had 145 yards of offense.
Yes.
All told.
But all that.
That won't happen
all that.
Again.
Yep.
All year.
Well, they got to give
in the
everybody
half,
credit.
Probably.
The Browns got a good defense.
They do
have
a
nice
really good
defensive personnel, man.
It's got to be so frustrating to be, especially Myles. At least Myles Garrett makes $1 billion.
Yeah.
But like, they're such a talented unit that if they just had competent quarterback play. If they just had competency on offense, like they did 2 years ago, they'd go to the playoffs.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, they got a lot of really good guys on defense.
Man.
All right, anything else?
Travis Hunter, both ways, yes, they had 6 for 33. They were trying their best to just give him the ball in his hands.
I think he played 6 snaps on defense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the rest of them on offense.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, they won, though.
They won.
Nice win for Jacksonville.
Yeah, saw the giving the game ball to
Duval.
And the Rams, you know, they still cannot protect CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud, I'm talking about the Texans.
Oh, Rams won.
But I'm talking about CJ. Like, Andy, I was watching a little bit of this game. The frustration that young man has on his face.
Yeah.
Now, he can't even get back into his drop.
Yeah.
And people are sitting in his damn lap. Like, I'm glad he got that shield, that visor.
Yeah.
I know it's clear. You can see a little bit.
I thought you were talking about the other side, because Stafford took a bunch of hits in that game.
And that back?
Yeah, man.
The touchdown pass, that my back hurt run? that back when you had your ass stuck out a little bit and you tried to run on the balls of your feet?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's how he was running.
He got that Texas front's going to do that.
Will Anderson and them?
Yeah, they're really good. But, yeah, Stafford got lit up a few times that game.
Yeah, man.
And just every time you see it, you're like, oh, no, because you know what's going on with the back.
And then the thing about last night's game, the whole thing with Lamar – they threw the fade out, so that's.
I didn't see.
You didn't see that? Okay, you remember B-Hop's catch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're running in the back of the end zone, right where the fans are, and the dude, the Buffalo Bills fan, hits D-Hop in the head. Right. And Lamar sees it. He hits Lamar, and Lamar pushes him, and then that was about it. But don't put your hands on no players.
No, they
threw the fan out. Get your ass out of here.
Don't be doing that. Final game of Week 1 tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Monday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. The loaded Chicago Bears offense. Ben Johnson, first game as head coach.
I'm telling you.
He saw what the Lions offense looked like without him. So that should, I don't know. That if I was a Bears fan, I'd be like, all right.
Because the thing about it was the Lions, the Jets OC is from the Lions. I think it was the quarterback coach or something.
Okay.
So, and you saw how good the Jets looked.
Yeah.
So
they lost a lot of coaches off
that
staff.
They really, really did, man. So that's the unfortunate part about it. But hopefully – it'll be a good game tonight. You got two young quarterbacks. This is J.J. McCarthy's first start.
Right.
With all them weapons. I saw earlier today his left tackle was questionable for the game. So
Minnesota favored in Chicago.
It's in Chicago.
Minnesota favored by 1.5.
What a fun place.
The other part of it, too, from a Falcons perspective, that's who the Falcons play on Sunday Night Football in Minnesota next game.
Yes.
So watch with a close eye.
Yeah, man. It's going to be that's the thing about it is the whole, they got them all this – they got him an offensive coach that he claims that he won in the GQ magazine. You go out there, you get receivers, you get tight ends, you got a dynamic runner. You spend money on the offensive line. Yep. This is on Caleb.
Yep, that's right. Caleb. Now it's just on you.
Yep.
They got the best offensive coach available in the last, like, four cycles. Spent all the money, drafted all the pass catchers, got a runner, like you said. And he's, by the way, the number one pick, too.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's all there for you.
Yeah,
it's all there for you.
Hey, join Duke Sabell this Thursday.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday at Buffalo's Cafe, and coming for a special broadcast, we'll be getting you ready for Thursday Night Football, plus looking ahead to the weekend's college and pro action. That's Thursday at Buffalo's Cafe, and coming on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Falcons fans, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929.
Abe already picked up the phone.
That's the rule. No cussing. Other than that, get it off your chest. How you feeling? Maybe you're feeling okay about yesterday. Maybe you're feeling terrible. I'm not sure. We'll talk it through coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.